Attention Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. That's fans.clevelandbrowns.com. I'm happy this quarterback thing is over. Neither one of these guys has done much to inspire a lot of confidence, but hopefully the announcement changes where Brian Hoyer's at. He gets more comfort, and he is allowed to get into a rhythm with this team. The first-team offense needs to gel. They need reps. They're going to get those now. So I think, ultimately, very glad that this competition is over. We wanted to hear from you, 216-578-0850. We've got to start things off with Reggie in Youngstown. Reggie, you got your guy as the quarterback.
Yes, sir, guys. I can't tell no story. I'm very happy about the situation, even though I do think that, you know, far as how the coach did it, Coach Peck did it, you know, far as giving, splitting them down, you know, the series up, I don't think that was good for neither one of the coaches. What you guys think about that?
That splitting the series the way they did wasn't good for the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it wasn't good for the quarterbacks, and neither one of them was able to get into a rhythm. I think it was tough on Brian Hoyer, especially the way that his first series got off to the start with a bad mistimed snap for a sack, then a false start. All of a sudden, it's second and 21, and he didn't get a lot of opportunity. I think this is just good because now it is an opportunity to build some continuity. Good teams don't have quarterback competitions. Good teams have a quarterback that's the guy that gets all the reps, that gets all the work in so that they are ready to hit the ground running. And while this was a competition, I think was tilted slightly towards Brian Hoyer the whole way, and nothing happened to change that. Johnny Manziel did not do enough to change that, even though Brian Hoyer wasn't at his sharpest. And I think it's just going to be good now. There's one direction. Everybody knows who the guy is, at least early in the season and starting September the 7th.
You could make the argument that it was handled awkwardly with the alternating of quarterbacks in the interest of trying to find a perfect formula of balance of reps with the first unit, and I don't think that's achievable. As long as I've been around football and watched this league a long, long time, and I've seen other quarterback competitions through the years, and when it comes down to the indecision and the hope that somebody will take the job, which is how this was really set up to run. I think when you did that division of reps, you were, as you've said multiple times here, setting the table for Johnny Manziel to steal or to take the job away and put him under the same circumstances, work with starters, and make some big plays, do some dynamic things. He really didn't. He just didn't. And he did more to reinforce the notion, the question, that he doesn't see what he needs to see to function successfully in the NFL. Again, putting him out there as a starter on September 7th, and I believe beyond, was setting that kid up for failure, because he doesn't have it yet. He doesn't understand, doesn't know what he doesn't know. And he's learning. I think from all indications, he is learning. But he has struggled with verbiage, still struggles to spit the plays out in the huddle. I pointed that out on this show, I think before anybody did, in the offseason. And I raised that red flag, and I continued to raise that red flag. And it proved to be ultimately Johnny Manziel's undoing in terms of his ability to take the job away from Brian Hoyer. That's a fact. That was the base fact.
And it's a short period of time for him to do that, to make that. He had to make as big a transition as any rookie quarterback coming in. And so there was, you had also talked about the time frame.
The time frame was
very compressed for him. Very compressed.
Peter and Warren.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Firstly, I just want to make a real quick comment on something you just talked about, and that was the fact that on Monday they alternated back and forth. There was only one reason. That wasn't Pettine's idea. It wasn't his original plan. His original plan was that they would each have a couple of go rounds, but it was Gruden who killed that by saying that he was going to pull his first string out early, and Pettine wanted to make sure that both of them had an opportunity, and that's why he switched. That's not what I wanted to say, though. What I want to say, and I listen to you guys every day. Okay, I don't call in because I'm always doing something else while I'm working around the house and so forth. But I listen to you almost every day.
Appreciate it.
I like your show, but frankly, I'm going to be honest with you. It's getting boring. We need to get off this topic. There's a thousand other things to talk about. I like to hear you talk, for example, about Kyle Shanahan's. We hear about it, his offense all the time, and how complex it is, how complicated it is, et cetera, et cetera. But that doesn't say a lot to me. And what I'd like to know is this a hindrance? Is this a problem for the team? If it's a problem for the quarterback, it's got to be a problem for the entire team. So, you know, there are a number of other things.
So if we, just so I'm clear, if we say that Kyle Shanahan's complicated offense is a hindrance to the team, you'll find this show more interesting. I think that's what I got from you.
No, what I'm saying is, if you stop talking about the quarterback competition, I'll find the show more interesting.
Right, but you know, his offense is part and parcel to that, is it not? The understanding of it and what it means. So that's going to take us back to a topic you don't want us to address.
No, you're putting us in a circle, my man. No, well,
the good news is the quarterback competition's over.
Yeah, it's over.
So we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Today's the day it was decided, so it's timely to talk about that. Right. I hope you'd agree, but we'll move on to
Let's go to
other
Frank,
stuff.
Who feels like we do. Glad the quarterback competition is over. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Frank, we're doing great.
Good. Hey, Vic, I hope you enjoyed your vacation up in upstate New York.
I loved it, man. Loved it. Great
beautiful
time.
Beautiful country.
Family. Yeah,
hey, you know, I'm so pleased that this is over. And it's not so much, you know, he split the reps. And, you know, I have never heard. My aspect on Johnny Manziel is that they took a flyer on him. You know, he was big named, all this coming out of college, and they gave him a look. And guess what? He reminds me a little of Brandon Weeden. He was pretty good here and there, but when he got to the NFL, he could never keep up with the speed of the game. And as far as, you know, Hoyer, I love him, but people forget, we got two number one draft picks next year. We took a flyer on Manziel. If he doesn't work out, we got a whole year to find that out. We got two picks next year, and I believe there's three quarterbacks coming out next year, and one of them's Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think we're in bad shape at all. With Hoyer, I hope the kid takes us to the playoffs. I really love to see that because I like him.
Sure.
But we're not in bad shape. I just hope we get a little continuity now because that's what we need. We need him working and getting his timing and everything else back because I think the kid can manage the game.
All right. Thank you for the call. Scott Patrack from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram is going to join us next. We'll get more into the quarterback topic. Sorry about that to our other caller. And other Browns topics as they set up for preseason game number 3. But to the caller's point about, you know, if they didn't get it right with drafting a quarterback this year, yeah, you got two firsts next year. It wouldn't shock me.
Way,
it wouldn't shock me.
Way premature. That is ridiculous.
Well, he said based on two. But I'm saying this team won't hesitate.
The guy hasn't even played in the NFL yet.
What I'm saying is this team won't hesitate to go after it again next year. And they won't. Trust me, they won't. They won't. If they don't feel they have an answer this year, then they go for it next year. But that's a long way away. But it's not off the table. All right. Scott Patrack coming up. You listen to CBD.